to save his life, call his wife in. Nothing to say, but what a day. How's your boy been?
I am your host, Alderman Emeritus Don Paul Brown, coming to you live from, no, not from the offices of former Waukesha Alderman Don Paul Brown, but here at the Waukesha Farmers Market here in historic downtown Waukesha. This really is a real treat for me and an honor to be here. And special thanks to Mike Crute, who's here. Does Mike have a mic on? Is he here? Can we find him somewhere? He's got to be here somewhere.
Top of the farmer's market to you, Don.
Yes, Mike, Mr. Crudy. Hey, I wanted to have you on first to say thank you for bringing Waukesha Radio back to Waukesha and for putting this fantastic opportunity together here at the Waukesha Farmers Market. Mike, do you have a few words to say for our fine neighbors here in the Shaw?
You know, I got to tell you, first and foremost, I've enjoyed the pastry this morning from the Bayview Bread. They're right across from us,
yeah.
We're at Booth 215. This is our inaugural broadcast here at the Farmers Market. But, Don, I tried the pastry. Oh, my goodness. You know, I didn't have a full dinner last night because we were at the Friday Night Live. We did the inaugural
broadcast.
That's right. Broadcast.
We wanted to let everyone know.
What a great doubleheader we pitched here. I saw you there last night, Don.
Yep.
And I enjoyed the rock and roll and the big swig, the band that played. We're at the People's Park stage. We're going to make that our custom on Fridays.
Fantastic.
And your custom is going to be broadcasting from the farmer's market the rest of the summer, buddy.
8 a.m. Love it.
Booth 215.
And from
the very good pastries, yep, from Bayview Bread.
And for those regulars here at the farmer's market, I know you probably don't know the numbers, but 215 is that first leg of the farmer's market as you're walking in from the main entrance. So look at us. We'll be on the right-hand side across from Bayview Bread and Premium Pastured Meats. So, Mike, thanks so much for jumping in. And anytime you want to chime in, you know.
Can I make one other plug for?
Please, yeah, plug away.
Well, we got a brand new show rolling out immediately after this show. My good friend and yours, James Santel, former U.S. attorney. Jim's doing a show. And very excited. Morning Cannolis.
Nice.
With James Santel. It will launch immediately after this show at 9 o'clock. Now, I don't know if Jim can handle the rigors of the farmer's market, so Jim might be back at the studio. But I'm going to be here all day long, Booth 215. I know you're going to do a show here for at least another 50 minutes or so.
I'm excited.
So I'll get out of your way, Don.
Hey.
But, yeah, man, looking forward to...
You made this possible, Crudy, so anytime you want to jump in, you're more than welcome. But, yes, this Farmers Market, too, has a great representation of pastries, not just Bayview Bread, so make sure you make your way over. I'm really pitching the waffle. It's the taste of Belgium, France, and Holland all in one waffle. You have to wait. If you eat only one waffle all year round, that's what, Crudy, make sure you get over there.
I've touched on the pastries. I was eyeballing the egg. The egg rolls down the
way. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, I could smell them. I went and got a few dollars, you know, spendable cash.
Yep.
Plastic a little harder to deal with at a farmer's market.
Yeah, but you'd be surprised the number of these vendors that take cards. So
I'll take cash or cards.
So, yeah, absolutely.
Oh, you know what, though?
Yeah.
We're not selling you anything, but we'll give you a radio for free. We're in the
We've
radio.
Got this really cool vintage replica. Prunus is the band. It's got...
We're
got the USB port auxiliary, so it's a really cool. Make sure you stop by the booth while you're here, because we're here all morning, even though my show goes till 9. So stop in and get your name down and maybe win one of these radios. It's really cool. So Mike's talking with one of the farmers market guests here and telling them what we're doing. And so in the meantime, you know, I just want to say, again, we're here in historic downtown Waukesha along the west side of the Fox River in the Waukesha State Bank employees parking lot. Just for those few Waukesha residents that don't know where the farmer's market is, that's where we are. So, but yeah, just a brief history. You know, our farmer's market started in 1999, and it was during the 90s that farmer's markets really came back to life. They started to come back to life in the 70s, but then over that period of 20 years, they really exploded here in the 90s. And so Farmers markets, though, historically are said to have, if you can bear with me, I do my Cliff Clavin here, are said to have originated in Egypt over 5,000 years ago. Farmers and craftsmen met in urban spaces to sell their goods. Purchases were usually trades rather than money transactions, and goods were said to have been valued by weight. The first farmers markets here in North America are dated back to the 1600s. They were primary means for urban customers to access meats, dairy, and fresh produce. And most importantly, I believe, is markets were significant economics operations and attracted many people into the city centers. In the 1800s and 1900s, farmers markets were not only important for economic success, just as like I said, you know, important for social interaction, as it was often the only means for rural and urban community members to meet. And that really, to me, I'm sorry, that's the most important part of it, is the community coming together here. Usually on a beautiful day. It's a little chilly, a little overcast, but it's still, you know, summertime here in Waukesha. So we encourage you to come down, stop by Booth 215. So what else can I say about farmers markets? I kind of gave you the history already. What I wanted to call out right. Oh, I know what it was. So, yeah, as Mike mentioned, Walk Radio also has also broadcast from the farmers market. Friday Night Live, starting last night at the inaugural one. That was a huge success. We were excited to see so many people out. And we're broadcasting again from the People's Park stage, so a really prime spot. So be sure to check that out. So I want to take a moment, too, to thank our police, our law enforcement, and the rest of the city of Waukesha for not only making Friday Night Live a big success from a safety standpoint, but also our Memorial Day parade last Monday. You may have seen me. I did a video, and I tagged from my Facebook page, and I tagged Walk Radio. So check that out. But it was our first city's first parade since the Christmas parade, unfortunately. But that was a huge success from a safety standpoint, and it's so great to have that confidence and that feeling of community coming together. And you can also expect that same level of safety and support at the 4th of July parade and all other major city events. So again, very grateful for the community coming together in that regard. So, also, we're going to have some graduates next Saturday from all three Waukesha high schools. So, I want to congratulate all of our seniors, including my daughter Jordan, graduating from South this Saturday. So, my show, I have a recorded show which will feature our new alders, Alicia Halbin-Slavin, who may be stopping by since she's the downtown alder, and Mike Krizine. So from District 1, my old district, and so be on the lookout for that. But our stand will still be here next Saturday. So lots to talk about. I know we're going to be going to a break soon. So how should I say it? I have a guest that's just come by, Christina Berry, who is a candidate for the state office. Running against incumbent Adam Nealon. Christina, can you hear me? Here, let's give you some volume here.
Good morning.
Yep, now we can hear you. So.
All right, great.
So, Christina, we may be going to a break soon, but stick around. But just say hi to the folks out there from the farmer's market.
Good morning, everyone. It's a great day to be at the farmer's market.
Sounds terrific. What's the name of the legislative district? What number district is that you're running for?
I'm in the 98th district.
The 98th district. So for those of you who live in my neighborhood, the Banting Park area, that little sliver of Waukesha, that gets tucked into that district. So we're really pulling for Christina to give the Shaw from that neighborhood more representation. And so, Christina, what prompted you to run?
I was involved with some of the stuff going on with the school board, and I thought this would be a way for me to make a bigger impact and some changes in our area. Mr. Nealon has been our rep since 2013, and I've sent some emails. I don't typically get responses, and I think that we need to ensure that everyone's voice is being heard.
That sounds great. I'm excited to hear that. Can you tell us yourself just real briefly, like your the work that you're doing, and I know you're a Banting Park mother still, is that correct?
I am. I actually had two kids who graduated from Banting. They're in high school
Banting
now.
Banting Elementary, yeah. Okay.
From Banting Elementary, and now I have my son will start in the fall, at Banting again. I also volunteer there. I am the with Blessings in a Backpack.
Love it.
I coordinate the volunteers for that on Friday mornings. And I'm typically there every Friday morning helping out, handing out food.
Sounds great.
Yeah, so I'm excited.
Good.
I love living in this area. I live in Pewaukee, and my kids go to Waukesha schools, and it's really been a blessing to them with all our wonderful teachers and programs.
Yes. Yep. So, and I apologize if I miss this, one of them starting at South in the fall, is that correct?
Yes, I have one already at South, and one will
start
in the fall.
Fantastic.
So, we're excited.
Southie Nation, well represented.
Absolutely.
Especially with a candidate for state office. So, Christina, we hope to have you on future shows.
For sure. That
so
would
be great. We'll definitely have to coordinate that. I know I gave you my card, and you're going to get me your details because you just got all the petitions signed and submitted. So now you are a legitimate candidate, or you're officially on the ballot.
Officially approved as of yesterday.
Congratulations for that.
You.
You know, as an alder, as a former alder, I only needed 20 signatures. You needed 2,000?
I needed 200.
200. So that's still a Herculean effort. So
yes, between 200 and 400, and
it requires a lot of support.
It does.
So,
it's been great to see everyone and meet people in the district.
Sounds terrific. So, well, I know you got a lot to see here at the Farmers Market, so I'll let you go, but I really appreciate you stopping by. Christina Berry, folks, be sure to... Do you have a website for your campaign yet?
I do. It's www.christinaforwi.com.
ChristinaForwi.com.
Yes.
Fantastic. All right, this week in Waukesha continues from the historic Farmers Market in historic downtown Waukesha. Christina, again, thanks for stopping by. And don't go away. This week in Waukesha continues here at the Farmers Market.
I'm glad that I'm here. Watching the skirt, you start to flirt. Now you're in gear. Go to a show, you hope she goes. I've got nothing to say, but it's okay. Good morning, good morning.
The greatest radio show ever could be your greatest advertising investment ever. Partner with the Devil's Advocates and activate our loyal, educated, engaged audience today. In-show interviews and sponsored special events considered across Wisconsin. Affordable digital and terrestrial ads available in Chicago and Minneapolis and directly on the Devil Radio app. Make a deal with the Devils and get the Devil's Advocates bump to your bottom line. Call or text 844-967-2789 today.